Clay Matthews, I know you saw the doctors again today. So, you know, the early diagnosis, it may be a couple weeks, but we won't know until we get further into this. I know Clay doesn't feel it's as bad as it was in the past. So, obviously, we'll know more when I'm standing here next week. Brian Bulaga, we're still gathering information on his injury. I know there's an opinion out there that we're waiting for. Is there anybody else you want to talk about?
Jordy.
I'm sorry?
Jordy.
Jordy has, he sprained his ankle. I think he's going to be okay.
Do you envision the job sharing going forward with the running backs the way it worked Sunday? And if so, what happens when Kuhn comes back and eventually Benson?
Well, I mean, I'm not really going to. You know, I'm not worried about when guys come back. We're preparing for Detroit. We've already started our preliminary meetings for those guys today, and we'll do again tomorrow. So, we'll set the run plan with Alex Green and James Starks as we did this past week. So, I'm hopeful John will be back for Detroit, but next week we'll tell us the story.
Do you guys get any time off as coaches?
We'll get a couple of days off here at the end of the week, yes.
What's your working schedule this week?
Say it again?
Your working schedule with your assistant.
We're going to take a couple of days off here at the end of the week.
What do you do when you're not working? Or when you're not
I mean, everybody's different. I mean, I don't know. I didn't ask everybody what their plans were.
I asked that wrong. What do you do when you are working? What kind of stuff are you going to work on?
Two things we're working on. We're working on Cell Scout. We spent some time on that this morning. And then we'll do that again. I'll do that again tomorrow with the coordinators and the Detroit Lions. So, we have five division games in the next, seven weeks when we get back. So we're doing a lot of things as we're preparing for the team to come back. Just as far as the key focus is division games are a little different. So we've never played this many division games in this period of time. So that's part of our emphasis.
Mike, do you like that part?
I'm sorry?
Do you like that, having kind of a compressed division?
I'll answer that in January. So it's a first.
Mike, what challenges does that create going into? I'm sure you saw it as soon as the schedule came out that they were all clumped together at the end of the year. What's the upside?
Well, I mean, the reality is, division games, you always spend an off season on. We've done that. We take a week at one week per division team as a staff, so and look at everything it did the prior year. Now, with that being said, the norm is you may use that information in weeks one through four, like we were able to in the second week with the Chicago Bears. But now you have 9 weeks of information, and now you have to evaluate that and see how that coincides with last year's information. So. It's definitely a different challenge, and everybody goes through the same thing. I mean, when you play a team twice, you have a first game approach and a second game approach, and just in the case of the Detroit Lions, I mean, it's going to be 3 weeks apart. So that's just something that's happened before. But going this long has been a challenge. So, but having a bye week and this will definitely help us be ready.
Mike, could Zombo have played yesterday, or were you guys?
I think Frank would have been ready to play. He actually was practiced and prepared in a number of backup situations to play.
Is any idea if Perry might be ready to?
I'm sorry.
Any idea if Nick Perry might be ready to pitch in if Clay's?
Well, actually, Nick is in. He's in the process of going through a second opinion. So we'll have some medical information on him hopefully next 48 hours.
Will you reflect back in the first half?
Reflect on the first half of the season. Well, as I viewed the season coming in, I felt the first 4 weeks were going to be a big challenge for a number of different reasons. The four opponents, and then just obviously the way the schedule lined up, that held true. Just with the fact that we were 2-2 in our first four games, and then we had the tough loss in Indianapolis, and I felt the last 4 weeks. We not only won games, but there's been areas of improvement, and the continuity may not be quite where you want to be, but I think it's It's also the flip side of that is it's a credit to our players because we've had a number of changes in lineups that our players have been able to adjust to. And I think yesterday's game was a little bit of a microcosm of our season so far where there were so many adjustments throughout the four quarters, but we were still able to walk off the field with a 2-touchdown victory. So that's where we are today, 6-3, and hopefully we can get healthy in the next 2 weeks. We won't be totally healthy. That's the reality of it. But, you know, we got to get ready for these division games. To me, this is a whole different season. Division games are different. We were fortunate to sweep the division last year. There's comparables and studies that we've done that we'll share with the players, just, you know, some areas that we want to highlight. But, you know, every year is different. And it's important that our approach to these division games are consistent and we play these games the right way.
This division is the only division with every team 500 or better. Do you see that coming at this point?
No, I don't spend any time thinking about that stuff. I don't really care about the other divisions, but I would say that I do spend time thinking about our division, so it doesn't surprise me. I think our division is, and it's holding true right now because of the records. I think everybody improved in the off season in our division. So, and that's your challenge. You know, you guys, as you go through Detroit with their players and being younger and they're getting better. So, you know, I definitely look for them to improve from last year to this year. You know, Chicago had, you know, a lot of injuries last year, and they're staying healthy. And I think that's, you know, you can see definitely what they're able to do when they're healthy, and Minnesota's done a nice job too. So, this is a tough division. I think that's really stating the obvious, because we've always felt that way.
Mike, it seems like Clay's been able to manage that hamstring since, I guess, all of last year and this year. Were they surprised at all that the medical staff that had popped up again? Does he still?
Well, I think if you look at the play, I mean, there's a little bit of an awkward pull when he had the quarterback, and, you know, and then even to the other extreme, I mean, Brian Bulaga's injury is a very awkward, you know, situation where, you know, he trips and goes down and does a great job gaining his balance. Probably been better off falling on the ground, but it's just, I mean, so I think, you know, Clay's situation was probably something that was more led to the position his body was in than this being a repeated offense of the same injury.
Two more. Mike, what's your game plan with Corliss? I think you have to activate by Wednesday, and then are you going to IR Sherrod?
Well, I mean, we have options. Obviously, with Andrew, I just came from a meeting with Ted Thompson, so we're going to get together again tomorrow because he's scheduled to leave town. He probably won't leave town here for another day or so. So we're still working through that. And I'm also aware that also with Derek, I mean, this is our last opportunity to activate him too. So that's definitely one of the options we're looking at.
Like yesterday, Aaron took blame for Jordy's injury. Do you think it was his fault, or is that just the quarterback being the leader and taking blame for a bad situation?
Well, I think he's looking at his part of the play. But, you know, I think, you know, it's an outbreaking route down in that area of the field. We don't throw a lot of those routes, and you know, part of it not having the timing to be where you wanted it to be, and then Jordy ends up getting hurt on the play. I don't think Aaron can really take responsibility for that, but I think he's just acknowledging the fact he wish he had gave him a better ball there. But I think that's just an illustration of just the type of person Aaron is. I mean, he just kind of calls it the way it is. So, Jordy just kind of got his feet twisted up on him because when he came out of the break, the ball was low. So, and that, like I said, that's not the normal area you throw that route, but it's something that game plan wise we felt it was a obviously it was there. So that's why we did it. It's just kind of an awkward play. We had a couple awkward plays yesterday where guys just got their bodies in awkward positions.
Mike, I don't want to read too much into what you said about Bulaga. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're definitely, I mean, you're definitely concerned, but I think any time, you know, you have I think it's normal procedure. Anytime you have, you know, a certain part of your body that, you know, we're talking about a hip, So there's people out there that we have relationships with, or maybe the player and your agent has a relationship. So we're just trying to gather as much information as possible.
So it's more of an issue of it's unusual. It's not just an hamstring.
Well, it's a hip injury. If you saw the play, I mean, that's not a normal. I mean, his body was not in a normal position. I think we all recognize that, and we want to make sure that we get everybody's opinion on it.
Thank you.